Immigrant influx fuels Pennsylvania's 2000s economic boom. In the 2000s, Pennsylvania saw a surge in job seekers, including immigrants, drawn by its booming economy. Once reliant on coal, towns like Scranton, Tunkhannock, and Old Forge faced decline starting in the late 1950s, with little left by the late 1970s. However, a turnaround began in the 1990s. Thanks to their proximity to Interstate 80 and major cities like New York and Philadelphia, these towns became attractive to businesses. AutoZone, Hershey, and other distribution centers set up shop, along with giants like Amazon and Cargill, which opened a large warehouse and a meat production plant respectively. In this fresh economy, thousands of jobs have sprung up, but they come with a catch: they don't pay much. Despite the low wages, they've breathed new life into the region and its towns. Main Street is bustling once again with mom-and-pop shops, while big-name stores have set up camp on the outskirts. These jobs have drawn in immigrants, mainly from Latin America and the Caribbean, mixing with the established folks whose families have been here for generations, though not always welcomingly. Italians, Irish, and Poles, whose ancestors made similar journeys decades ago, now share the streets with newcomers. Small businesses struggle against retail giants intensified pre-COVID due to limited funds. Immigrants in northeastern Pennsylvania face tough challenges, including racism and discriminatory laws. Despite this, they persevered. Many opened small businesses like restaurants, salons, and pharmacies, adding vibrancy to towns and cities. Over time, locals realized that immigrants weren't a threat. Instead, they became part of the region's revival, contributing to its identity and economic success. According to the Small Business Administration, SBA, of the United States, a business is considered small if it employs up to 499 people. However, most Americans picture a small business as a cozy mom-and-pop shop with just a handful of employees. Even before the pandemic hit in 2020, running a small business required immense dedication, often with little financial gain. Many small businesses in America struggled to survive for a decade, but some in this area managed to weather the storm of the 2008 financial crisis and the Great Recession. They, along with others, found ways to compete against giants like Walmart, CVS, and chain restaurants. Small businesses and the pandemic. When the pandemic hit, many feared it would spell doom for countless small shops and restaurants. Within months, big names like JCPenney and Neiman Marcus went bankrupt. Small business owners, already stretched thin, worried they'd be next if the pandemic dragged on for more than 6 months. Big name places like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and Shake Shack got their hands on the first round of COVID-19 relief funds before smaller businesses even had a chance. Meanwhile, state governments made rules that let giants like Walmart stay open while mom-and-pop shops had to shut down. This made things worse for Americans who were already spending more and more of their money at huge chains instead of local spots. Pennsylvania governor mandates closure of non-essential businesses, hit small enterprises hard. Glenda Shoemaker owned a gift shop in Tunkhannock when the pandemic hit in 2020. Even before COVID-19, she had put almost all her money into keeping her small card and gift store running, but in early 2020, everything came to a standstill. When the World Health Organization declared a global pandemic on March 11, 2020, Governor Tom Wolf ordered all non-essential businesses, including Shoemaker's shop, to close. TJ Cusumano grew up watching his parents battle to keep their grocery store running. Despite their warnings, he decided to open his restaurant, Cusumano's, in Old Forge. Things were going great until COVID-19 hit. When he had to shut down, money stopped coming in, and bills started piling up. Cusumano had to shift to takeout, mainly focusing on pizza. But like many other restaurant owners across the country who employed 15 million Americans, he couldn't cover his staff's wages from before the pandemic. In Hazleton, Vilma Hernandez, a recent immigrant from the Caribbean, was stressed about paying her bills after her hair salon closed down. Luckily, her husband's health insurance stayed active, even though his job was temporarily halted. Hernandez was used to the ups and downs of being a small business owner. In her home country, the Dominican Republic, lots of people were entrepreneurs, unlike in the United States. Governments prioritized big business over small family-owned shops during COVID-19 shutdowns. Following the 2008 financial crisis, the government swiftly stepped in to help big companies, leaving Main Street struggling. Fast forward to March 2020, and it feels like deja vu with the COVID-19 pandemic. While the Small Business Administration, SBA, does its best for small businesses, its yearly budget pales in comparison to what the U.S. spends on defense in just one day. The SBA's impact on smaller businesses is hindered because it caters to firms with up to 500 employees, which are considered large by many small business standards. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin led the charge to save our nation from its worst unemployment crisis and crumbling state budgets ever. He rallied both sides of Congress to put together a whopping $2.2 trillion emergency fund. This fund aimed to give jobless Americans a $600 extra payment every week and assist businesses with the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, to help them keep paying their workers. However, there was a snag for small businesses. Lobbyists managed to tack on three words to the PPP, per physical location. These seemingly harmless words opened the floodgates for giant multi-billion-dollar corporations with fewer than 500 employees in any one place to snag the same PPP funds as small family-owned businesses, microenterprises on the brink amid prolonged pandemic. Shoemaker found herself in a tough spot when she realized she couldn't afford to fulfill all her pending orders. She did what she could to cancel as many as possible. Despite the lack of customers, she continued to show up at her shop every day, feeling it was necessary to be present. Shoemaker ran a small Hallmark franchise, which meant she had to stock at least half of her inventory with Hallmark products. However, she faced stiff competition from big retailers like Walmart and CVS, as well as Hallmark's own online store, which offered their items at discounted prices. These larger businesses continue to attract customers both in physical stores and online, leaving small shop owners like Shoemaker struggling to keep up. Shoemaker faced tough times as her bank account dwindled. With each passing week, she feared her business might collapse completely. Even though people were spending more due to government aid, they preferred big stores or online shopping. Shoemaker also fretted about the push for higher minimum wages. She knew that even a small rise to $10, let alone $15, would spell disaster for her. She couldn't hike prices without losing customers to giants like Walmart. Challenges faced by restaurant owner. In Old Forge, Cusumano transformed his restaurant into a grocery store outside, all while keeping up with takeout orders. But even with these efforts, his restaurant's monthly mortgage of $4,000 was way higher than the meager $1,000 he made each month. He had to stop paying the mortgage and started working with a friend in construction part-time. With the extra federal support, his employees were making more money doing nothing than they did when they worked full-time at the restaurant. Small businesses' outcry leads to extended relief and reopening for all. Cusumano tried out meal boxes and shifted to outdoor dining, having set up a patio the year before. While most folks in Pennsylvania supported the governor's lockdown, small businesses on the brink of going under started speaking up more loudly and defiantly. The new Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, didn't bring much help to small businesses like Cusumano, Shoemaker, and Hernandez, despite being the main target. They had to let go of most or all of their employees. To make matters worse, if they didn't spend 75% of the grant on payroll within 8 weeks, it would turn into a loan they had to pay back with interest. Meanwhile, huge franchise businesses like Shake Shack got $10 million from the PPP, and Ruth's Chris received $20 million. Although both companies faced backlash from the media and gave back the funds, they were just examples of how big businesses were grabbing relief funds meant for smaller ones. Success amidst challenges. In June 2020, Pennsylvania gave the green light for all businesses to reopen. While many struggled to entice employees back due to the lingering $600 supplement, Cusumano's outdoor dining venture proved different. Despite operating at reduced capacity, every invited employee returned, making Cusumano's reopening a resounding success. With the help of a $500 grant from a local small business program, Hernandez set up plexiglass barriers and hand-washing stations in her salon to meet safety requirements for reopening. She also applied for a loan through an extended PPP program designed for small, disadvantaged businesses like hers. While waiting for the loan money to come through, Hernandez operated her salon at a reduced capacity, struggling to cover her expenses. Cusumano's profits now match pre-pandemic levels, but with only half the staff. Yet, this success comes at a cost. He's working around the clock, neglecting his wife and newborn baby. Government rescue boosted small businesses, yet challenges persist. In 2021, President Joe Biden introduced the American Rescue Plan, providing an extra $1.9 trillion in government relief. This plan included various initiatives like CARES Act funding, economic injury disaster loans, EIDL, tax credits for businesses, and new programs such as the Restaurant Revitalization Fund and an improved PPP. The Small Business Administration, SBA, stepped in to assist low-income areas and small businesses owned by women, veterans, and people of color. They set aside special funds to support genuinely small businesses earning less than $500,000 per year. Hernandez got $20,000 from the CARES Act, Cusumano snagged around $150,000 from PPP and EIDL, and Shoemaker got $27,500 from the PPP. By May 2021, most folks in Pennsylvania got their COVID-19 shots. Masks were out for them. With COVID rules relaxed, people were itching to shop and dine out. The economy was pumped with rescue cash, making business strong and getting better. Thriving businesses on the rise. With steady income pouring in, Cusumano decided to quit his construction side gig. Thanks to the PPP and EIDL funds, plus a constant flow of revenue, he pumped more cash into his restaurant. Meanwhile, Hernandez found herself serving both loyal and new customers, with her business booming. Shoemaker, too, made a bold move by locking in a one-year lease for her store and rejecting a tempting offer to sell her business. Small business owners like Cusumano, Shoemaker, and Hernandez faced challenges due to supply chain issues and a shortage of workers. Despite the government reducing unemployment benefits to $300 per week, many workers prefer to stay home because wages have risen. This has led to industries struggling to find employees, with former low-paying workers seeking higher-paying jobs in warehouses. As a result, small businesses are struggling to keep up with demand and are reassessing their operations. Key points. 1. Immigrant-driven economic revival transformed Pennsylvania towns in the 2000s. 2. Small businesses, despite facing pre-COVID challenges, played a vital role in community vibrancy. 3. Pandemic-induced closures disproportionately impacted small enterprises, highlighting systemic challenges. 4. Government relief efforts favored large corporations, underscoring the need for equitable support for small businesses. 5. Success stories of businesses like Cusumano's and Hernandez's salon demonstrate the impact of targeted assistance. 6. Biden's American Rescue Plan offered hope for struggling businesses, emphasizing the importance of government intervention. 7. Ongoing worker shortages present real-world obstacles for small business owners, shaping operational strategies and employment dynamics.